This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Clinical practice guidelines are scientifically informed recipes written by a small group of experts. The guidelines suggest an approach to evaluate and treat people with specific conditions. So, for example, there are guidelines on the evaluation and treatment of stomach ulcers and the evaluation for a suspected heart attack. The guidelines are developed and distributed to influence doctors. They are specifically promoted as examples of best practice. Well, a problem arises when a drug company or device manufacturer is involved, either directly or indirectly, in the development of these practice guidelines. This influence has the potential to drive away from the use of scientific evidence and toward marketing goals. These commercial organizations influence the process by providing funding to either the expert organizations who are coordinating the efforts or providing money directly to the experts on the committee, with the implication that, well, we've done you a favor, now you do us a favor. A recent study published in the journal PLOS set out to determine the extent to which organizations that write these guidelines receive funding from drug or device manufacturers. It turns out that 63% of guidelines have these financial relationships. Many guidelines were directly funded by manufacturers, and others provided money to expert members of the authoring committee. Worse yet is when these conflicts are not disclosed to the reader. This happened about one-third of the time. It's not surprising that those guidelines where the conflict of interest was disclosed were more likely to have negative recommendations regarding drugs and devices. A coincidence? Perhaps. But we've seen this time and time again. Providing money leads to influence and biased recommendations. Most people, including experts, believe that financial relationships between doctors and drug companies and device manufacturers impact decisions about what's best for the patient. These relationships can lead to higher costs of care and substandard care. This is true for doctors who accept free meals, doctors who accept free tickets to sporting events, and doctors who accept free samples of drugs for their patients. Nothing is really free. It is given for a purpose, and the outcomes are known and expected. At the very least, these influences need to be disclosed. With regard to guidelines, they need to be clearly written up front so that the reader can be aware of the bias. We need to draw a line in the sand that enough is enough. We all depend on these guidelines being based on the very best scientific evidence and without outside influence. So as a first step, we should demand full disclosure regarding all funding to the organization and to individual members of these committees. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second